Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. This time we're going in on the Puffy Luxe mattress.
Oh yeah, popular one.
It is. And we're doing this one because so many of you have asked about it.
Always good to go with what the people want.
Exactly. And you know, the drill, by now we're not just gonna look at like the basic specs and stuff.
We gotta go deeper.
Yeah, we wanna know what people are actually saying about it.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yep. So get ready to get comfy, because we are diving deep into the world of Puffy Luxe.
Sounds cozy.
Oh, and before we forget, be sure to check out the links in the show notes for an exclusive discount on Puffy Luxe mattresses.
Yeah, you don't want to miss that.
All right, now let's get into it. One of the first things that jumps out is this 101-night trial.
Yeah, that's pretty generous.
Right. So is it just a marketing gimmick or what?
I mean, it's definitely a good marketing tactic, but it's also genuinely valuable. You know?
In what way?
Well, think about it. You spend a third of your life on a mattress.
That's true.
You don't buy a car just based on a quick test drive, right?
Good point.
You gotta really live with it for a while to see if it's the right fit.
So with a mattress, you need time to see how your body adjusts and all that?
Exactly. And Puffy actually recommends at least 2 weeks before making a decision.
Why is that?
Our bodies take time to get used to a new sleep surface, you know?
Like breaking in a new pair of shoes?
Yeah, kind of. It's like your muscles and your spine need to adjust, and you might even have some initial discomfort.
But that doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad mattress.
Exactly. It just means your body is getting used to it, so give it time.
And if after those 2 weeks, it's still not working out?
Puffy makes returns super easy. They'll even come pick it up from your house.
Oh, nice. Okay, so the trial period seems legit. But let's get to what everyone really wants to know.
Comfort.
Yes. What's the overall vibe from Puffy Luxe sleepers?
Well, it seems like people are loving the plush comfort and the balanced support.
Ah, so it's that like sinking in feeling, but not too much.
Exactly. It's like a marshmallow, but a supportive marshmallow.
I saw a lot of side sleepers raving about it.
Yeah, it makes sense. Side sleepers need that pressure relief on their hips and shoulders.
Right, and the Puffy Luxe have those layers of memory foam to contour to your body.
Exactly, so it's like a gentle hug for your pressure points.
Now what about back sleepers? Do they get any love?
Oh yeah, for sure. Back sleepers need good lumbar support for their spine.
Right.
And the Puffy Luxe delivers on that front too. A lot of reviewers with back pain said it really helped them.
Some even said they didn't need extra pillows anymore.
No, that's impressive. Okay, so comfort is definitely a check mark, but let's get into the specifics of what makes the Puffy Luxe tick.
Yeah, let's break it down. What are we working with here?
Well, as you mentioned, it's a hybrid mattress, which means it combines memory foam with coils.
Wait, hold on. Before we move on, I want to make sure I understand this hybrid thing.
Sure.
Like, what does that actually mean for someone sleeping on it? Why not just all foam or all coils?
Okay, so think of it this way. All foam can sometimes feel like you're sinking in quicksand.
Yeah, I could see that.
Making it tough to move around coils, on the other hand, can be a bit too bouncy and lack that contouring comfort.
Okay.
So the hybrid design aims to give you the best of both worlds, the hug of memory foam and the support of coils.
So it's like a dream team working together.
Exactly. And Puffy Luxe actually takes it a step further with this zoned support system.
What's that all about?
Basically, the coils are arranged differently in different zones to give you targeted support.
Oh, interesting.
Like, they have extra firmness in the lumbar region for back sleepers.
So it's not just randomly slapping foam and coils together. There's a thought process behind it.
Oh, absolutely. There's engineering involved, for sure.
Okay, cool. So comfort and support seem to be covered. But what about temperature?
Ah, yes. The eternal struggle of not wanting to wake up in a sweat puddle.
Exactly. No one wants to feel like they're sleeping in a sauna.
Right. So Puffy Luxe has a few tricks up its sleeve to combat that.
Like what?
They use this special cooling cloud foam. It's infused with gel and has an open cell structure for more airflow.
So it's breathable.
Yeah. And then they also have a layer of breathable coils to further boost air circulation.
Wow, so it's like a double whammy against heat buildup.
Exactly. They're hitting it from all angles.
Okay, that's good to hear, especially for hot sleepers like myself.
And it's not just about fancy foams and coils. Puffy Luxe also uses eco-friendly materials.
Oh, that's great.
They're CertiPR US certified, so, you know, they're free of harmful chemicals.
So it's good for you and good for the planet.
Exactly, a win-win.
I'm sensing a theme here. It seems like Puffy's really trying to address those common mattress complaints.
They're definitely putting in the effort to create a mattress that caters to a lot of different needs.
All right, so before we move on to the next part of our deep dive, I want to touch on those user reviews again.
Yeah, let's hear what the people are saying.
What were some of the comments that really stood out to you?
You know, one thing that struck me was the variety of people who were praising the Puffy Luxe.
Oh, how so?
It wasn't just one specific type of sleeper or body type. It was people of all ages and sizes.
So it seems pretty versatile.
Yeah, and I even saw one reviewer who said it was a life changer because of their chronic pain.
Wow, that's a powerful testament to how much it can help.
It really is, but of course not everyone was over the moon about it.
That's fair. I mean, no mattress is perfect.
Right. Some people found it a little too soft, especially those who like a firm mattress.
Yeah, and a couple of hot sleepers said they still felt a bit warm sometimes.
Yeah. Which is a good reminder that even with all the fancy cooling tech, individual preferences still vary.
That's true. What feels cool to one person might not feel cool to another.
Exactly. So it's all about finding that sweet spot for your personal needs.
And that's why it's so important to read those reviews carefully and pay attention to the details.
Yeah, see what people are saying about the features that matter to you.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here today. We talked about the trial period, the hybrid design, the comfort levels, the cooling features, and those all-important user reviews.
We've barely scratched the surface.
I know, right? There's so much more to uncover. So join us for part two, where we'll delve even deeper into the Puffy Lux and see if it truly lives up to the hype.
Can't wait. All right, so we're back for more Puffy Luxe action, ready to uncover some more layers.
Let's do it. In part one, we talked a lot about how much side and back sleepers seem to love this mattress.
Yeah, they're definitely the target audience, it seems.
But what about stomach sleepers?
Ah, yes, the wild cards of the sleep world.
Do they get left out in the cold, or?
Well, it's kind of tricky with the Puffy Luxe, you know?
How so?
Remember how we talked about that plush contouring feel?
Yeah, like sinking into a marshmallow.
Exactly. Well, for some stomach sleepers, that can be a problem.
Why is that?
Their hips can sink in too much, which puts pressure on their lower back.
Ouch. Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
Right? It can lead to discomfort or even pain. So it's not ideal for every stomach sleeper.
So if you're a die-hard stomach sleeper, you got to pay close attention during that trial period.
Definitely see how your body feels, and if it's not working out, maybe look for a firmer mattress.
One that's specifically designed for stomach sleeping.
Exactly. There are options out there.
Okay, good to know. Now, let's move on to another hot topic, literally.
Temperature regulation.
Yes. This is a big one for so many people.
It can make or break a good night's sleep.
Totally. So how does the Puffy Lux handle the heat?
From what I've seen, it actually does a pretty good job.
Really?
Yeah, those cooling features we talked about, the cooling cloud foam, the breathable coils, they
Right?
seem to be doing their job. A lot of reviewers praise the Puffy Luxe for its breathability.
Someone even said they used to wake up sweating on their old mattress, but not on the Puffy Lux.
That's a pretty solid endorsement.
It is. But you did mention that a few hot sleepers still had some issues.
Yeah, it's important to remember that everyone's different, you know?
Right. What feels cool to one person might feel warm to another.
Exactly, and things like your bedroom temperature and your pajamas can also affect it.
So it's not just about the mattress itself.
It's a whole ecosystem.
True. But even with all that considered, the Puffy Lux still seems to be a good option for hot sleepers.
It's definitely worth trying out, especially with that long trial period.
Exactly. You can really
Yeah.
put it to the test. Now, I want to zoom out a bit and look at the big picture.
Okay.
What were some of the overall themes or insights that you got from reading all those reviews?
One word, luxury.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, people kept using that word to describe the Puffy Luxe.
And not just the comfort level.
Right, it was like the whole experience, the materials, the customer service, everything felt premium.
So it's like an investment in a really good night's sleep.
Exactly. And that aligns with Puffy's brand image too. They really emphasize that luxury aspect.
Makes sense. Okay, so before we wrap up this part, I want to bring it back to the listener.
Of course.
What are some key questions people should ask themselves when considering the Puffy Lux?
Well, first and foremost, think about your sleeping position.
Side, back, stomach.
Exactly. We know it's great for side and back sleepers, but stomach sleepers need to be a bit more cautious.
Right, they might need something firmer.
And then consider your body type and weight.
Yeah, a heavier person might sink in differently than a lighter person.
Exactly. So it's good to see what others with similar builds are saying.
And then, of course, those all-important personal preferences.
Plush or firm, hot or cold, restless or still.
It's like building a profile for your ideal sleep situation.
Exactly. And don't forget the power of that trial period.
101 nights to really test it out.
Put it through its paces and see if it's truly the Puffy Luxe dream for you.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground in this part. We talked about stomach sleepers, temperature regulation, and the importance of personal preferences.
Plus that overarching theme of luxury.
It's all starting to come together, but there's still more to explore. All right, so here we are, the final part of our Puffy Lux adventure.
Time to bring it all home.
Yep, we've covered a lot of ground, explored all the nooks and crannies of this mattress.
From the fancy foams to the glowing reviews.
But now it's decision time.
Is the Puffy Lux the right mattress for you?
Let's break it down. What are the key takeaways here?
Well, I think it's safe to say the Puffy Lux is a top contender in the luxury mattress game.
Yeah, seems like they're really hitting the mark on a lot of things.
Exactly. They've got that plush comfort balance support and all those cool features.
The zone support system, the cooling technology.
It's like they've thought of everything.
And the reviews really back it up. People are raving about how comfortable it is.
Especially side and back sleepers, they seem to be the biggest fans.
But stomach sleepers might need to be a bit more cautious.
Yeah, they gotta really pay attention during that trial period and see how their body feels.
Because if their hips are sinking in too much,
it could lead to some back pain.
So it's all about finding that perfect match for your sleep style.
And that's where that 101 night trial is so crucial.
It really is a game changer. It takes the pressure off.
You can sleep on it literally for months before committing.
And you know, one thing that really impressed me was Puffy's focus on eco-friendly materials.
Yeah, those CertiU US certified foams are a big plus.
It means you're not breathing in any nasty chemicals while you sleep.
And it's better for the environment, too.
So you can sleep soundly, knowing you're making a good choice.
Exactly. But, you know, even with all this good stuff,
right,
we gotta remember that no mattress is perfect for everyone.
True. There's no magic sleep solution.
Right. It all comes down to those personal preferences.
Plush or firm, hot or cold.
Do you toss and turn or stay put all night?
These are the questions you got to ask yourself.
And don't just rely on the hype or the reviews. Dig deeper.
Read between the lines.
See what people are saying about the features that matter to you.
Because at the end of the day, it's your sleep experience.
You're the one who's got to live with it.
So trust your gut and don't be afraid to try a few different options.
The perfect mattress is out there waiting for you.
It's like a sleep soulmate, just waiting to be discovered.
And who knows, maybe the Puffy Lux is the one.
But even if it's not,
the journey is part of the fun.
So go forth and explore the world of mattresses.
Sweet dreams.
And that's a wrap on our Puffy Lux deep dive. We hope you enjoyed this journey with us and learned a thing or two along the way. Be sure to check out the links in the show notes for an exclusive discount on Puffy Lux mattresses if you're feeling tempted. And as always, thanks for tuning in.